Dean, that was a really complete performance from your side tonight. What pleased you most about it?
Yeah, I think we could have made it a little bit easier, if I'm honest. We had a lot of chances again, didn't really kill them off, to say. But for second half, we broke well and broke a pace second half and had a good couple of goals. But as I said, we'd like to have made it easy for ourselves.
A couple of players getting off the mark for the season as well. Morgan Ferrier and Josh Ginelli as well. What have they shown you in the first few games of this season?
What they're about. They're eager. They want to progress. And they're at a club that they're going to progress with the football club. We're all going to go forward. That's the aim for this season. As I said, it's still early days. We won't get carried away with it. We're happy with the performance, but we'll get ready for Saturday now.
I guess it must show you as well that you've got options this season as well, which we also perhaps haven't had in the past, and players like Kinsler and Kane Wilson showing you tonight that there's a bit of depth to this side as well.
Yeah, we just said that to him in the changing room, and just said the three lads that came in were absolutely outstanding, and the subs who came on as well contributed. So it's good. It's a squad game. Just 11 players ain't going to get through the full season. It's a squad game, so when they get the opportunity to have the shirt on a Saturday or on a Tuesday night, all they can do is do the best for themselves and then do the best for the team, and then it gives me a problem and decisions to make.
What did you think of Wilson in his first start tonight?
No, he done well. He's a young man, and just had a chat with him there. I think a little bit too eager just for their free kick for the goal where the goals come from, but that's a part of his development. But you've shown why he's got such a bright future ahead of him, and why West Brom regard him so highly.
Not quite to be for Andy Cook against his former club, but plenty of chances. And I think we were saying as well that him and Ferrier getting off the mark early in their Walsall careers this season is going to be important for you and for their confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, look, for themselves, you want to get off the mark, and they've got off there early. And Cook, he'll be devastated knowing how he is, and he's a person. He wants to score goals, and he'll be in there, and he'll be happy with the result for the team, but he'll be a little bit disappointed on a personal note. But I want him to have that disappointment, because I know he'll keep arriving in them areas, and he won't shy from it, but he'll keep making himself in the middle of them goals, and one to fall for him soon.
Yes, you didn't make many changes for this game either. I guess, I mean, I wondered whether that was to sort of keep the partnerships developing that you're developing in this side. And obviously a big scoreline, a big win. Are you happy with that? I mean, risk, is it maybe that you take in keeping so many first-team players out there tonight?
No, I wouldn't say it's a risk. We believe in the conditioning that we've done with them in pre-season, and we believe that they're at a good place, and we've periodised training correctly, and they're only going to get stronger, only going to get fitter over the course of the season. And come through again tonight, no soft tissue injuries, and that's something that we can manage. And I'm happy with bringing Nick across, Nick Barney-Tolvin. He's full credit to him. He's built a pre-season programme, and we're happy how it's gone, but it's still early days, as I said.
Yeah, I guess the idea is to develop a combination between Morgan Ferrier and Andy Cook up front. Do you think you're starting to see a bit of understanding between those two?
Yeah,
now?
As you can see it. As I said, it's still early days. Morgan only turned up on the Friday before the first game of the season, and so he's straight at the deep end. But the great lads, there's a great buzz in the changing room, and we just need to keep developing in it, and that'll only continue by putting good performances in and picking up points.
It keeps the momentum going as well at the start of this.
Yeah, that's massive. It's something we spoke about, momentum, and we put a team out there tonight thinking that we can go on and win the game, and it was going to be a difficult test coming out. It always is, and Mickey's got them playing good football, and I think first half it could have gone either way.